Newton Solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.
We are now just over 3 weeks post the decision of Brexit, post the decision to leave the EU in the EU referendum. And we are starting to see a very changed landscape politically, economically. And so I've come to Newton Solicitors today to meet the man himself, Chris Newton, to find out what he feels are going to be some of the effects and whether we're starting to see any effects so far and what the outlook looks like across a variety of sectors. Because Chris, you work across a variety of sectors within Newton's, don't you?
Yes, we have many areas of business in different towns. We're not reliant on one source of income. And fortunately, we haven't seen any negative impact since the referendum result. We are, of course, a medium-sized business with domestic clients and will be less affected than the larger international businesses. I think it's fair to say that after the initial shock and uncertainty, the dust has settled. People are realising that we haven't left the real world, that the world hasn't stopped, and business does keep going on. It depends as well on the effect of the referendum on the economy generally. And my view is we need to be careful that the media doesn't talk us into a recession.
Do you think that's a danger then, that actually we could talk ourselves into a recession rather than there actually being one? We should, you know, try and remain positive. I think we were mentioning just before we came on air that positivity seems to be a big thing for you.
I think it's very important. Immediately after the decision, we saw some stalling, for example, in residential conveyancing chains, in commercial property transactions. There was almost a feeling that people were waiting to see what other people would do before deciding what to do themselves. But fortunately, apart from a few, what I would say are isolated incidents, those deals where there was some stalling that we saw, they've since progressed and in many cases have now completed.
Have you had any instances where people have come to you specifically and sort of gone, oh, I'm worried about Brexit, or, is it going to affect it? Are there any kind of examples of that you can share?
Well, particularly in the days after the referendum, we had a number of inquiries. Two examples that I can think of that immediately spring to mind. We had an Austrian national purchasing a house, and I was talking to them, and they said, I just don't want to buy a house if I don't know whether I'll be able to live here in a few years. And whilst it is unfathomable that they wouldn't be allowed to stay here, there just is that certainty. And that was one case where they decided not to proceed. One other instance where we've seen a project not proceed was a large national company with a significant investment in a development project, and that's currently on hold whilst they consider the effects of Brexit. But these are very much isolated incidents.
So on the whole, people kind of saying to you, you know, I just want to get on with my business and get on with my life.
Absolutely. It's very reassuring to see the number of new instructions coming through. From our point of view, there is a lot of work coming in. There's a lot of work out there. People are taking the view, right, let's get on with things. And I was the same post-referendum. We were discussing internally, should we be battening down the hatches? And fortunately, I'm very pleased to say that we've taken the view, the projects that we had planned, we are continuing with those. We are continuing to make the investment in our business. The banks are being incredibly supportive in terms of being willing to lend. The one thing that was worrying me is that in spite of all this positive feeling that we were seeing, the Bank of England seemed to be talking things down. And I was very pleased to see that interest rates haven't been cut as was expected, which in my mind says that the Bank of England does actually have more confidence in the economy than I thought they were indicating, and they don't see the need for further stimulus at the current time.
If that were to happen, it didn't happen at the end of last week, if that were to happen and there was a cut in the interest rates, do you think that would have a negative effect?
There will be inevitably winners and losers in different industries. It remains one factor that I was conscious of, and I will always go back to the point that there is a lot of positive feeling we are seeing a lot of new instructions, and within our officers there is very much a positive vibe. In preparation for this interview, I was emailing our solicitors and teams and saying, come on, what do you think? And it was very much a positive feedback that was coming back. In some cases, people were quite surprised. I think there was this underlying fear, what does this mean? Are the wheels going to fall off? But it's very reassuring to see the numbers of new instructions. We are a business like every other business, and if the economy is suffering, then we will suffer, but that's certainly not the case.
So a fairly optimistic, positive picture at the moment from you then, Chris, but there is going to be a lot more twists and turns to come in this. It seems like we can't have a day go past without there being another big story splashed across the newspapers politically. So we are expecting the process of coming out of the EU to take quite a long time. Is it for you a case of business as usual but keeping half an eye on things at the moment?
Well, very much so. It depends on which politician you speak to as to when we are coming out. Dare I say, according to some, if we are coming out, we know that the process will take at least 2 years once the button is pressed and the notice is given. With the length of time that trade deals take to be negotiated, there's talk that we may not be out until 2020, maybe 2022. So in the meanwhile, very much optimistic. It's business as usual. There's certainly lots going on.
And if anybody would like to perhaps get in touch with Newtons about anything that they need to, or find out more about your business as well, I know you've got a great new website for people to have a look on. Can you just remind us what the address is for that?
That's www.newtons.co.uk, and we will be very pleased to hear from you.
Newton's Solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.